This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah.
I've got a delicious vista of
yes,
the city.
You have indeed. Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it beautiful?
The light coming in the windows is just magnificent.
It's a good day for Joy.
A superb day for Joy. Always.
It's always a good day for Joy.
So we always like to start off with a bit of a background on who you are and your history as an artist.
Yeah. So I grew up in the circus and my parents are both artists. So the pathway to some sort of creative field was an intuitive situation. I studied at RMIT doing fashion design, and I guess the combination of costume, performance, craft, art, all these things manifesting, I did my thesis trying to figure out my place in the creative spectrum. So hence the maverick hybrid term, trying to just find myself an area to work with that wasn't confined by, I guess, labels of things. So I currently call myself an Imagineer, which feels like the freest term.
Now, listen, the outfit you've got on is stunning, absolutely stunning. Did you design the fabric?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, so all of the prints for my clothing come from my watercolor paintings, and then I sort of digitally mash them up and remix them into these, I guess, obviously garment textile prints.
Yep.
But all of the clothing is augmented reality activated. So there's targets hidden within the designs that then you can use your phone and the iJack app to activate, same as the installation in there. There's a hidden layer of mixed reality carried within the clothing.
That was amazing to look at once I worked out how to get it going. I had some help with that. Thank you. And the bugs just morphed and danced.
Yes, totally. So
describe what it is. It's a pole in the middle of a room, but it's beyond a pole.
Yeah, it's a pillar, I guess.
A pillar.
A pillar of joy. I guess it is a constructed layer of multiple layers of laser cut, really intricate laser cut layers in a pillar in a, I guess, a digitally printed immersive bubble that have the AR targets hidden around a little bit like Easter eggs on the walls and on the floor and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And then throughout the installation, there's lights and electronics and all manner of things. And then the AR bugs are on the.
Yeah. But the one wonderful thing is that, you know, the piece in the middle is just, it's just a true sculpture, isn't it? Would you call it a sculpture?
Oh, I'd love to. I would.
But what you've done on the floor and the walls is really special as well. You could have just left it, you know, like their walls.
Could you,
no, well, looking at you, no, definitely not.
Yes, well, I don't think I could call myself a minimalist.
Yeah. And the bugs are on the walls behind you, but they're also part of the sculpture.
Yep.
So what happens to them? You know, like you did vaguely mention it before.
So you download the iJack app, which is an AR activation platform essentially, and there's an NXK or NixieClick pack, and you download the pack, and then it has, I guess, the animations that will be triggered by these images. So in the installation and on the clothing, there's triggers that are recognized through the app that once your phone recognizes that, it will trigger a animation to play, which exists in mixed reality. So it'll play on your phone and you can capture it on video. But if you move your phone out of the way, it's not there in real life.
Okay.
So, but you can interact with it through the screen. So it is really diving into this concept of mixed reality and a layer between the real that you can hide Easter eggs or you can communicate messages or you can put these little, I guess, creative interludes to draw people in and allow them to kind of connect with other people or with the piece.
Yeah. And the wonderful thing is they're all bugs, aren't they? You know, like, and you think, yep, that's nice. But then all of a sudden when you activate it, they move and all this color happens.
We probably should explain that the bugs that we're talking about are very pretty
butterflies
and similar type bugs. They're not nasty looking bugs.
No, they're really
beautifully joyous bugs.
They are a collection of artworks, there's nine of them, called the Soul Sentinels, which I started painting in lockdown. So there's been a long trajectory to get to here. But they're all about metamorphosis and positive change. So it felt really fitting that when this installation I guess, started emerging, that the artwork that would be, that would exhibit within it, and I guess that the AR aspect activated, had those stories and carried those characters. They all have names.
Do they?
I can't recite them all offhand, but they all have mythologies behind them and things like that. And they carry, I guess, sentiments of joy and, a narrative that speaks to a certain parts of personality or parts that...
But what I love about it as well is that you said your clothing as well, your fabric, you can use it there as well. How hard was it, you know, like, going down that track, or were you really, you know, are you a little bit tech-minded in that way?
I've always been tech-obsessive. I call myself a techno-optimist. I mean, it's always been something that I've been trying to integrate into my practice. I guess I've spent a long time trying to hijack things from different fields and build them into my fashion practice. But it's always been quite a tricky thing, taking something that is usually a kind of clunky application and streamlining it to be something that doesn't affect the garment. It with a battery pack or a, you know, all that sort of stuff. It affects the wearing experience.
Yeah.
So this AR activation is seamless. It's something that it doesn't affect the garment in any way, but it's a secret thing that can be carried, that can be shared. I see the garments as wearable tools. They carry our character, they project our personalities, and they allow us to connect to community. And this piece is the same.
Are you one of the only people that are doing it with fabric?
Yeah, we spent Stu Campbell from iJack and I spent about a year and a half in research and development trying to get the augmented reality targets to activate on textiles, because the different textures and the shape of the body and things like that, it's a minefield of troubleshooting. But once we got to that point where things were really starting to fire and work, we really are, 2019 was the launch.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was sort of world first.
Wow. Oh, congratulations on that alone. So all of a sudden, here you are. You've been invited by the Immigration Museum to be part of Joy. Where did this idea come from? Because believe me, it's out there.
It was actually something that sort of developed within the, I guess, the steering committee workshops. I was part of, like, right back at the beginning when the real fostering of the concept of Joy as an exhibition, there was a panel of creatives that they'd brought together from all different fields. And it sort of was the product of that workshop. There's a little paper model that is a very, I guess, pared back version, but the initial ideas were very much from those workshops and from the concept of being able to, I guess, interact with something and move around something that had that presence but carried all the tools that you would need to be able to create your own constellation of joy and find that enigma yourself.
And your mum helped you?
My mom, my dad, my brother, my partner, my two kids, everybody was involved. It was a full family adventure.
And what's it like when you walk into this room? Because you've got your own room. You must have been blown away when you saw it.
Yeah, well, it was a really insane installation process. Like, because most of it was completely constructed in my studio.
Sure.
There was really one day where we brought it all in and it was erected.
Wow.
It was... I have it all on film, bizarrely. There's one, you know, I've sped it all up and there was this one moment just observing the installation and going, my God, we did it all and it all. Bizarrely, you'd think with a jigsaw puzzle there'd be a missing piece or something would fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Somehow it just went really smoothly.
And I can tell by the beautiful smile on your face that you're very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it was a dream come true, the concept of being able to dive into a parallel space with my work. And a sculptural practice has always been something that has been a really exciting avenue and I would love to explore more. But obviously it's something that doesn't present itself that often when you are working in fashion and wearables.
Yeah.
So something of this scale and of this sort of immersive nature, it's like creating the world that the garments usually exist in.
Mm.
But normally there's not the opportunity to do that. So it's a fantastic adventure.
And the fact that, you know, like we were standing there a fair bit and chatting and whatever, and the people, whoa, when they walked in, you know, like the reaction. Do you come in and check out?
I have been in a few times with my kids.
Yeah.
And they are just running rings around it. Much excitement, that's for sure.
Fantastic.
I've helped a few people figure the AR out anonymously.
Yeah. Well, look, congratulations on it. And can we follow you on Instagram? Are you a big Instagram person?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? So just your name?
Yeah, Nixie Killick, that's it.
Right, okay. And again, you're like, wow factor.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of this.
It's a momentous Monolith.
It is indeed. And this is Sunday Arts coming to you from the Immigration Museum celebrating their Joy exhibition.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.